This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The A-list economic news of the day came to us from the Department of Labor this morning. The October jobs report, 204,000 people found work last month, way more than pretty much anybody had expected. The unemployment rate nudged up a hair to 7.3%. Yeah, it was mixed. Some good news, some bad. Oh, and one other thing, too. Right smack in the middle of the month that these data points are for, there was basically nobody home at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So what good are these numbers? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman got that assignment.
The theme to the good, the bad, and the ugly, which for today could be rethemed good, bad, and confusing. Or as these economists put it,
distorted. Noisy.
Difficult.
Misleading.
The data's mushy, you could call it that. That's a real good technical term.
That's Nariman Barivesh at IHS, and he says there is a technical term.
The noise-to-signal ratio of the recent data is fairly high. There's a lot of volatility in the data, special factors that you have to kind of sort through.
Let's start with the fact that there are two different surveys, the household survey, where they ask Americans if they've been working, and the establishment survey, where they ask businesses and government offices how many people are on the payroll. Only in October, hundreds of thousands of government workers were on furlough, says economist Justin Wolfers of the Brookings Institution.
In the survey of firm payrolls, you'll be counted as employed. And in the household survey, they call temporary layoff a form of unemployment. So the same person is either employed or unemployed, depending on which survey you look at.
Also, they did the survey 1 week late. That might have confused people. Tom Nardone at the Bureau of Labor Statistics says actually every month has statistical anomalies and a normal margin of error of 100,000 jobs or more.
The numbers this month are as reliable as they are most months, which may sound like a surprising statement.
Justin Wolfers says unless you're an economist or on the Federal Reserve, you might as well wait till next month when some of the data distortion and mushiness has diminished to figure out how the job market's doing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.